This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out on the B, Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. Talking food. When the seasons change from, you know, winter to spring, even if it's for a day or two, I think everybody gets a little excited to get out and grill or smoke or whatever you do outside when the weather's nice. And yesterday was one of those days where you could have dabbled with it a little bit. Yeah, it was windy. And yeah, maybe something cooked a little unevenly because the wind's hitting the flames of the grill.
That happened Sunday to me. Yes.
You know, when I grilled yesterday, all I thought was one day I'm going to have the grill on the deck and I'm going to have that privacy wall that stops the wind from nailing the grill flames.
A man can dream.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a real thing, TJ.
It is a real thing, though. That's a first world problem right there.
You know, like when you're drying your nightie on the clothesline because you don't have a dryer? You know how that is, right? And then the wind comes
nightie?
And blows
your nightie?
Your moo-moo. And it blows into the swamp. You know, it's kind of like that for regular people.
And it blows into the swamp.
When I got to shake the stink bugs off before I fold it. I get it.
Trying to include everyone in the conversation.
What are you doing in my swamp?
You don't even know. I don't even know what you're doing over there.
She's hanging her nightie off of the bars of the trampoline that are stuck up in the air.
Mm-hmm. The trampoline's in the woods, Terry.
Oh, I'm sorry. So stupid.
I don't know what it is. I love hearing about what people had for dinner and what they're making for lunch.
I know, because you're a freak like that.
I just love how some people are very basic and others are very creative. I mean, this is basic. Okay, here's a creative one. Let's start with that. Homemade chicken stir-fried rice, chicken and steak rice fajita bowls, ground beef and sausage, and sauteed spinach, peppers, and onions. And that's what this person makes on Sunday with their fiance to prepare for the week.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
Homemade chicken stir-fried rice. Now, tell me if I'm making this right. I buy the frozen chicken tenders in the bag. Okay. I put them in the oven.
Okay.
While I'm doing that, I make up some white rice and some... Then I steam a bag of steamable broccoli. I mix everything in a bowl and I cover it in teriyaki sauce. And I mix it up, stir it up, I serve it. That's stir fry, right?
I mean, you could buy frozen stir fry vegetables like already collected in one bag. Like it, and you could buy stir fry sauce, which is different than teriyaki that makes it. And then I would do chicken. I would spice chicken a specific way. You know, with stir fry. Like you're not...
I do. I cover it in teriyaki sauce.
Okay. That's not spicing it, though.
And it's breaded, which makes it nice.
I don't think breaded is part of it either.
I think you should take like a cast iron and just cover the bottom of it. Not lots, just so that you cover it with canola oil. Get that good and hot. Put your rice in there.
Is that vegetable
Toast
oil?
Toast that rice up. Yeah. Then put the water in. Now you've got fried rice. Put the water in, then put your fresh vegetables all cut up and put a lid on it. And while that and you got, of course, your whatever chicken broth. I'm already too far ahead. So,
yeah. Well, what you should do really is cook the rice the day before and you lay it on a sheet with parchment paper and then you refry it. That's how you really make the how the hibachi, they come out and it's already kind of cooked.
Oh, yeah,
reheat it and fry it with the egg and stuff like that.
Oh, all right. Then you have to have like a flat iron kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's got all this, right? We got all this stuff.
A flat iron what? Is that like a cookie sheet?
Yeah, kind of like a pancake griddle kind of thing. No, that's not a cookie sheet. No, it cooks on top.
Hardy har.
Okay. And then you know what I do? I take a rotisserie chicken. And shred that up and put it in.
That's better than, I think, your frozen chicken strips.
Yeah. Use rotisserie chicken.
But get the plain one. Or even lemon pepper would be okay.
I say get any flavor you like.
Barbecue, I'd probably stay away from barbecue.
I've done it.
Okay.
Just add any flavor you want.
I've done it. I ain't scared.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't scare me.
I like to talk about it, but I've done it.
I've done
some things. I'm not proud of my past, but I'm not running from it either, all right? I've done some things. I mixed barbecue rotisserie chicken with a stir-fry recipe. I've done it. So, all right, that was fun. Thanks for participating here at 585-252-9233. This is what makes this audience beautiful. We have people eating hot dogs out of a toaster oven.
Yep.
And then we have, you know, Rochester's version of Gordon Ramsay.
Love Gordon Ramsay.
Making all kinds of stuff. So, all right, we'll take a break and come back with you next on the B.
Of those individuals and should not be tied to the app.
I don't know. It's when I was a kid, how many times did you hear, you know, I mean, I was told that I couldn't watch that much television.
Sure.
And then when crazy things started showing up on TV, my mother was shocked and she thought, I'm going to watch this stuff on TV. I'm going to turn off the TV and then I'm going to go do these things. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I didn't.
Right.
I mean, I'll go one further. Remember the anarchist cookbook? Did your son ever want that, Terry? The anarchist cookbook. It was a book of how to make things that were destructive.
Okay. And I hope he never wanted it, but I don't know. I can't say for sure. I don't know.
It was first published in 1971, but it was popular when, let's see, probably late middle school for me.
Well, so I'm sure he knows about
2003 it. 2003 to 2005, something like that. And the Anarchist Cookbook, yeah, you could make weapons, electronics, drugs, explosives, all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
And so there was access that just took, you know, 3 to 5 business days to get there instead of in
immediately
between classes,
on your feed.
Yeah, in between classes at school, so.
I mean, I don't care. Get rid of it. It doesn't affect my daily way of living.
Right, right.
But I don't know why people feel so passionate about not blaming TikTok. Take it away.
Sure. Sure. I don't know. This is one of the texts, and only one, made me laugh. It said, let me see here. It's something to do with, it's so hard with these text messages. They come in different, in the wrong orders. Anyway, it said something like, if we got rid of it, that would completely get rid of the fact think all appearance tickets. We could think of all the appearance tickets we could reduce with TikTok being eliminated or filtered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's
that person deserves to sip their coffee with their pinky up this morning.
Think
that's
so.
A good line. All right.
So
traffic,
true.
News, and weather on the B.
Early morning wake-up service for the 585.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.